T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
With 89 days until Election Day, Joe Biden has built a lead of historic proportions in California.
At the same time, the coronavirus pandemic is underscoring the wide partisan divide in the state, with whom you are supporting for president revealing a lot about how you feel about COVID-19.
And the latest polling also reinforces the disproportionate impact of the virus on Californians of color, with blacks and Latinos and Asians far more affected than whites. For more on all of this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Professor Eric Schickler. He's co-director of the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. The Berkeley IGS poll is the heir to the old California poll and the field poll. And this week, the Institute has released a whole batch of new findings on everything from the presidential race to COVID-19. Thanks for being with us, Professor. And let's begin with the big picture. You've got Joe Biden beating President Trump by 39 points, 67-28%, which is even more than the record 30 points by which Hillary Clinton won the state 4 years ago. What has the coronavirus pandemic done to how Californians feel about Donald Trump?
Well, we definitely see a strong relationship between attitudes toward Trump and how voters see the COVID-19 pandemic and how they're experiencing it. So we see that those who disapprove of Trump's handling of COVID-19 are much less likely to support him. And I think we've seen a real erosion in Trump's already low support in this state since the pandemic started.
Professor, what are you seeing about independents? Do we know which way they are likely to swing at this point?
So when it comes to no party preference voters in the state, they're leaning pretty strongly toward Biden. And you see among those voters, again, a lot of disapproval of the president's handling of the pandemic and concern about COVID-19.
Well, you mentioned that President Trump standing here in California falling. How low can it go? And who is he losing support from here in the state?
Yeah, I mean, his support had always been quite low. But what we've seen really for the first time in the current poll is a further erosion. And we've seen moderate conservatives and some voters in the Central Valley, Inland Empire, slipping away from the president. So those who had been sticking with him have been eroding just a little bit, but noticeably over the last couple of months.
So you have found this real partisan divide in how Californians view the coronavirus pandemic. Can we dig a little deeper into that? What did you find in terms of the split and the way people see this virus based on their political affiliation?
Sure. There are a couple of really noteworthy differences. So one is just on the question of whether we've reopened too soon. Big majorities of Democrats and no party preference voters think we reopened too soon. The opposite for Republicans. In terms of how effective masks are, we see a big gap between the two groups. And we're also seeing it on reopening the schools, where Republicans are a lot more likely to say they want to go back to in-person instruction, where Democrats and no party preference voters are more for either online only or hybrid instruction.
I'm interested in what you found out about the impact of Latinos and blacks, or I should say on Latinos and blacks and Asians, and how they feel about the threat of the virus as opposed to the whites.
Yeah, I mean, we see some pretty striking differences across racial groups, where when you ask people, first of all, how much has this affected your financial situation? And also, how much do you feel like your personal and family's health is affected by the virus? We see the highest rates of concern and impact among Latinos, followed by Blacks and Asian Americans, and then whites often seeing much, in general, seeing much less impact and risk for themselves.
I was very interested to find that you found that whether someone has kids or not doesn't really affect whether they think the school should reopen in person.
Yeah, that was one of the most striking findings for me as well. It really seems like partisanship matters a lot for that. Democrats and Republicans see it much differently. But parents and non-parents, I think, are seeing the same world and seeing the same kind of trade-off between keeping their kids safe, keeping kids safe in general, and, you know, on the other hand, the pull of trying to get some return to normalcy.
So you've got 90% of Californians agreeing that people should wear masks in grocery stores and other public indoor places. You didn't ask about outside, I don't think. How rare is it that 9 out of 10 Californians can agree on anything?
Yeah, no, I think that is one bright spot in the poll. When we asked about requiring masks, that's one issue where a majority of Republicans and Democrats agree. It's a bigger margin for Democrats and no party preference voters, but even among Republicans, you see support for a mask mandate for indoor spaces, and maybe that is a place to at least start in terms of trying to get some common ground.
So you mentioned a bright spot. I hate to bring up doom and gloom, but if that's the bright spot, what's the dark spot?
Well, I mean, I think there are really two that we touched on in some sense already. One is just the unequal ways in which the pandemic is hitting, and just, you know, some of the numbers in terms of the share of Latino and Black respondents who are working outside the home and feel that they're experiencing real danger there, or very concerned about family members getting sick, you know, and also about their access to health care. I think that's, you know, cause for deep concern. And then I think the other is to, you know, in past moments of crisis, the country, there has been at least some impulse of the country to come together across party lines. And we've seen really very little of that here. And just these stark divisions about what's going on with the pandemic are disconcerting.
Okay, one more for you, and it's this one, I guess, is pertains to Democrats only, but there seems to be a good chance that a California Democrat will be on the national ticket for the first time ever. How do the state's Democrats feel about either Kamala Harris or Karen Bass serving as Joe Biden's running mate?
Sure. Well, in general, there are positive responses to both of them. A lot fewer were familiar with Bass, so we had a lot of people who said they weren't sure, but of those with an opinion, there was a good amount of favorability. But then with Harris, there was a lot more familiarity and pretty overwhelming favorability by Democratic voters. And I think it's worth noting, you can't take that for granted. A lot of times when a state's voters are asked about a senator or governor moving up, a lot of times they express some real doubts about that. And so I think it's a good sign for Harris that California Democrats at least seem to have a very favorable view of her for the vice presidency.
All right. Well, thanks so much for diving a little deeper into these numbers with us here. Professor Eric Schickler, co-director of the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30. It's also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, we will be joined by former presidential candidate Tom Steyer, who is now co-chairing the governor's Coronavirus Economic Recovery Task Force. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.